USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With the deadline to evacuate Americans and Afghan allies from the country quickly approaching, the Biden administration has been receiving criticism from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle over the chaotic evacuation. Senator Mitt Romney believes that leaving Americans or Afghan allies behind would leave a moral stain on the U.S. The Utah Republican tells CNN that the current rush to evacuate was unnecessary and is the result of poor decisions made by the Biden and Trump administrations.
This did not have to happen. It was preventable. And let me note, that's very different than the military. Our military came in at the very last moment and has performed admirably, as far as I can tell, to move people out as quickly as possible. But we didn't have to be in this rush circumstance with terrorists breathing down our neck. But it's really the responsibility of the prior administration and this administration that has caused this crisis to be upon us.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
As Hurricane Ida continues to hammer Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, it has weakened to a Category 2 storm. But forecasters say that Ida still remains a dangerous storm with threats of local tornadoes, flash flooding, and inundation from storm surge along the coast. Federal Emergency Management Agency Administrator Deanne Criswell says that the agency was able to prepare resources in the days ahead of the storm. She tells CBS News about the federal assets that are in place to help with storm recovery.
Yeah, right now we have probably somewhere over 2,000 people in the general area. We also have, and part of that is urban search and rescue teams from FEMA, as well as the Coast Guard, the Department of Defense, U.S. Fish and Wildlife. Again, 22 federal agencies represented here in the NRCC, but they're also deploying resources into the area. We have three staging bases that have been established where we've pre-positioned all of that equipment, one in Louisiana, two in Alabama, so they can quickly move in as soon as the storm has passed.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo.
You have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
Congressman Seth Moulton and Peter Meyer took an unauthorized trip to Afghanistan last week to get a firsthand look at the evacuation operation at the Hamid Karzai International Airport in Kabul. But Representative Moulton says that they observed a system that was not well set up. The Massachusetts Democrat tells CNN that the troops on the ground were accomplishing heroic work despite of all the obstacles being placed in front of them.
One of the things we learned on the ground there is that one of the biggest burdens on the troops are all these haphazard requests coming in from members of Congress and members of the administration in no sort of organized way. So the troops, again, on the ground are doing this incredibly heroic effort, not only out there in front of the gate to find these Afghans, but behind the wire in the airport to simply identify which ones we need to get, to sift through thousands and thousands of requests and figure out which ones we need to bring over the wire. So the system is not working very well. I mean, look, one thing President Biden needs to do is give these Marine soldiers, sailors, and airmen a presidential unit citation for what they're doing on the ground, because it's absolutely incredible work, and there's not a system set up to make it happen.
And the New Orleans Saints will practice for the next 3 days in Texas as Hurricane Ida moves through Louisiana. The Saints evacuated over the weekend and will work out for the next 3 days at the facilities of the Dallas Cowboys. The onset of Hurricane Ida led New Orleans to cancel their final preseason game against the Arizona Cardinals that was scheduled for Saturday. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.